This is the Texas Standard.
A proposal that could give a special legislative committee oversight of the governor's power during a pandemic is making its way through the state capitol. This measure is expected to be added to a priority House bill for Speaker Dade Phelan, which is being considered by lawmakers on the House State Affairs Committee. Cassandra Pollock has been writing about this for the Texas Tribune, and she joins us now. Cassandra, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much for having me.
Let me make sure that I've got this right in my head. We're talking about, in a Republican legislature, a proposal to build in committee oversight for a Republican governor during a pandemic. Say more.
Right. So State Representative Dustin Burrows is carrying House Bill 3. It's been given that low bill number, which indicates it's a priority for House Speaker Dade Phelan. And it would basically carve out any future pandemics from other disasters. So right now, the state of Texas or the governor has been operating under the Texas Disaster Act of 1975 for the coronavirus pandemic. And this bill, if it were to pass and get signed by the governor, would carve pandemics out. If the legislature was not in session, there would be a 10-member entity under the most recent version of the bill that Dustin Burrows again has laid out. That would be called the Pandemic Disaster Legislative Oversight Committee. And if that committee were to meet, it could review or terminate a pandemic disaster declaration that's been in effect for more than 30 days. Or they could also eliminate certain provisions from that disaster declaration or rules or orders tied to it. So that creation of an oversight committee could represent a major new check on the governor's powers during a pandemic.
Where's the push for this coming from?
Well, you know, over the past year, we've seen a conversation play out. Democrats, Republicans have criticized the governor's powers throughout the coronavirus pandemic. Currently, the governor has unilateral authority to issue mask orders, shut down restaurants and other businesses, and, of course, waive certain regulations. So this creation of this committee, some argue, would be able to check that. It would be a stopgap if certain people wanted to revisit that disaster declaration and, you know, maybe have a bigger say in the shutdown conversation.
I'm a little surprised because I know that Democratic leaders, especially of local and municipal jurisdictions, have been pushing against the governor's orders, saying they wanted to do more. You also have business owners and many conservatives saying that the governor should not be as heavy-handed with his orders. So I guess I'm wondering, since this is coming from a committee that's led by Republicans, are we to assume that conservatives are the real force behind this attempt to try to check the governor, or is it a mix?
Right. You know, I think it's a little too soon to say. And the reason why I say that is Representative Dustin Burrows, during the committee hearing, as he was laying out the bill, the committee met last week for several hours and took hundreds of testimony on, this piece of legislation. He has said that the bill is going to change drastically throughout the legislative process, just given how big of a piece of legislation it is and given, all of these different members who want to have input. One provision in this bill would affirm the governor's ability to suspend state laws during a pandemic and then also allow, kind of getting at your point to Democrats, criticizing the governor, it would allow for the preemption of those local orders issued by county judges or mayors if they're inconsistent with state orders. And so that was more or less a point of contention, particularly among Democrats who, again, have pushed for those local officials to have more jurisdiction in times of disaster. But to go back to your first question, yes, this is a bill authored by a Republican in a Republican-controlled House where there's a Republican speaker. So it is certainly a Republican-endorsed bill.
It's a developing story that Cassandra Pollock is covering. She covers the state legislature for the Texas Tribune. Cassandra, thanks again.
Thank you so much for having me.